week number 46 of the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show podcast. Can you believe it? They've let us do this for that long. Unbelievable. Anyway, hello. I was going to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. Yes. That's it from me, I'm Neil Bentley, and that's it from
Carly Swain.
Thank you very much. We jest, of course. Welcome to the highlights of the Breakfast Show from this week on The 7 with me, Neil Bentley, and Carly Swain. Of course, been a bit of a weird week this week, really. It seems to have flown by.
Yeah.
I absolutely can't believe it's, a week has gone already. Except for Ruth in news, when I posed this question to her on Friday morning, said, oh, I can't believe the week's gone. She went, I can. I think he's dragged a little bit for Brucey this week. But she's been busy this week in the news team. Anyway, here are the highlights of this week's Breakfast Show.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
A few your word suggestions today. How to describe the weather. Carly's found another one on the mission this morning.
I am,
Carly.
On the mission.
Go for it. What word have you found?
Squally.
Squally. What does that mean?
It means brief periods of violent wind or rain. So that's pretty much.
That's pretty much what we're going through today here in Shropshire. Thank you very much to Nicola at the Met Office, who's dropped us a tweet this morning saying that she's here to answer your weather-related questions. I think we should write to her
she
and say
put that on Twitter.
Write to her and say, "What does squally or whatever you just said? What does that mean?" Let's see if she knows. Well, from the Met Office. That's
she
what they
know.
Are there for,
she
Nicola.
Should.
Don't lay down the challenge because, you know, we'll take you on that one.
Breakfast Podcast.
So, on Saturday night, Anton Deck's Red or Black was on, and there was a performance by One Direction.
Yay!
Liam texted me after said show to say, how did I sound? which is fine. So, I texted that it sounded really, really good. Although, my dad did point out that Liam was wearing the same shoes that I'd just bought a couple of days earlier.
Oh dear.
And Dad was like, is he copying your shoes? I'm like, no, I don't think so. Because I'm sure One Direction shoes probably come from the highest of, glamour
sure
retailers.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, mine came from Primani. but anyway, so there you go. So well done. How long is this red or black thing going on? Is it
finished
now? Is that it now?
It's been on for like a week.
Is that it now? Or can we get away from the controversy
they
of the program?
They won't go back.
I don't think.
Monumental.
As long
mess
as Simon Cowell's made some money from it, then that's okay.
Neil Bentley.
Any updates, do call us on the Jambuster hotline, 0333 remember the number.
0333 456 0777.
Just fell out of my head.
Don't worry about it. It's only
been
the same number we've
really
had for years. And my favourite story of the day is about SpongeBob SquarePants. As makes sense. He lives in a pineapple under the sea. SpongeBob SquarePants. Apparently, if you are 4 years old and watch SpongeBob SquarePants for just 9 minutes, it is enough, according to US scientists, to basically make your children go a little bit thick and decrease their learning. Yes, apparently so. Because SpongeBob is so zany and colourful and bright and unrealistic. If they watch SpongeBob for just 9 minutes, it will impair their ability to learn.
Oh dear.
Yeah, but he's just so funny. I love him.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
The Euro Millions rolls over again. £138 billion now, or something ridiculous like that. I may have made that
That's
figure
amazing.
Up. But I know it's £138 million. The thing is, though, now, and I know I'm just, I don't know why I do this, because the jackpot is so large, now, in my mind, justifies going to buy a ticket. Because I don't
Definitely.
Usually buy a lottery ticket. But I don't know what's the difference between me buying a lottery ticket when it's, like, 5 million. Because that's actually more money than I have.
Yeah.
So I would be more than appreciated with that. But why is it when the jackpot gets over 100, I go, go on then, it's worth giving a go.
I'm in with a shot.
Yeah, yes, no I'm not. My odds are still the same.
Exactly, even worse
thing is,
with the Euro Millions.
There's probably more people out there doing exactly the same as I did. The larger the jackpot gets, the more people play. So therefore, yeah, it would just be sod's law, wouldn't it? I'd win with about 2,000 other people.
Yeah.
Breakfast Podcast.
So yesterday, Britain's new Met Police Commissioner was announced. The top cop in the country, Bernard Hogan Howe. Bernard Hogan Howe? I don't know. Anyway, he is in the newspapers today saying, quote, I will strike fear into criminals. Which is a good thing to do. But here's a picture of him. I don't think he could strike fear into a match, to be perfectly honest with you.
Man.
If you want to strike fear into somebody, they need Arnold Schwarzenegger to come in and be the new top Top Cop. I would actually love that. Arnie's not doing anything these days.
No, he's not. He's just chilling out.
Exactly. I think you should have signed him up for the job. But anyway, good luck, Mr. Hogan.
Neil Bentley.
Katy Perry, Firework, plays here at the 7. Good morning. Tuesday, September the 13th. We're just talking, Carly and I, in the studio about the new Met Police Commissioner, Bernard Hogan. Bernard Ho. So we've come up with some more suggestions. I think Arnie.
I think Sly, or a bit of Bruce Willis. Not Bruce.
Bruce Forsyth. Oh, or not Bruce.
Yeah. Maybe a Bruce Forsyth.
A new Met Commissioner.
Hey!
Just dances his way to.
That would be amazing.
Any riots, Bruce Forsyth would foxtrot them away. Quick step.
Followed by Len Goodman, just behind him.
We could have a double act. Len Goodman and Bruce Forsyth. Oh, that went off on a tangent. thank you very much to Stuart on Twitter, who wrote, he thinks Inspector Gadget. That's the sort of person you need.
Fair enough.
But anyway, so there we go. So we wish him all the best of luck in his new job. But quite frankly, now we've discovered that we should have put Bruce Forsyth on the case. I'm not down with anybody. Nobody will be as good as Bruce.
You know who else is mean?
No.
Craig. No.
Craig Revel Hallwood.
Yeah, he's so mean.
I think he'd just pout. He'd just pout at people.
Yeah.
Any suggestions this morning, Shropshire? Not that it makes any difference, really, but they've employed the bloke. Yeah. Boris Johnson looked happy about the situation.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
This is The 7. It's a Wednesday morning. In the Express newspaper today, a daily 10p vitamin pill could prevent millions of people being struck down by Alzheimer's disease. Research has found that vitamin B can help protect the brain from dementia. Good news this morning. So vitamin B is the way forward. Having said that, though, it depends which sort of vitamin B you're taking, because vitamin B is actually found in brewer's yeast to make beer. I'm sure that's not going to help Alzheimer's. Is that like a double negative?
Breakfast Podcast.
Apparently, to mark the Queen's Jubilee next year, it's her Diamond Jubilee, 6 million trees are being planted in the country to commemorate this by the Woodland Trust.
That's a lot of trees.
It is a lot of trees. And then I tried to think, why? Why are they planting 6 million? But then I think I know the answer. It's to probably keep Prince Charles busy talking to all these trees so he didn't have to think about the fact that he's still not king.
Neil Bentley.
Bruno Mars, The Lazy Song. Good morning, Shropshire. Ruth is with me in the studio.
We're working again now.
Ooh, we're working now, which is a bit weird, so just don't touch anything.
How dumb have you become?
Do you know what happens? You come in here, you smile at the equipment, and then somehow it all stops working. I don't know what that's all about. I cannot be seen, I cannot be touched, I cannot, but I can be felt. I cannot be heard, tasted, or smelt. The bigger I get, the more fiery I am. The smaller I get, the colder you feel. Now, Gary in Westbury said, is it a flame? Good answer. Not right, though, Gary, but thank you. Big Al said, is it atmosphere, anger, or passion? Jan said, is it a coal fire? Andy said, is it temperature?
Do you know, I was going to say transparency, but...
Transparency?
Yeah.
Right. It's not that, no.
But is it an emotion?
Yes, it is an emotion.
Or emotions.
Yes. Let's leave it with that. Have a think about that. If you'd like to have a guess, 0333-456-0777 is my telephone number.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Bruce is with us in the studio.
Good morning.
Morning. Thursday already. Where is this week going?
I know.
Ridiculous. Anyway, let's see how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today with Robert Benchley. With us, or sadly no longer with us.
Ooh, with us.
Sadly no longer with us. Would have been 122 years old today. Jackie Graham, the singer.
With us.
55 today. Maggie Riley, the Scottish folk singer.
With us.
She is indeed 55 also today. William Taft.
No longer with us.
You are correct. The 27th President of America would have been 154 today. It is Jimmy Carr's birthday, the comedian. The question is, Bruce, how old is Jimmy Carr?
Oh, I reckon it's got to be 43.
Awkward one to put an age to Jimmy Carr, really, isn't he? Always looks the same.
Or maybe 42.
39. Oh. It's not getting any better. No, that's not bad, I don't suppose. It's September the 15th, today in 1946, the BBC televised its first religious service. Is that true, or have I made that up this morning?
I think you've made that up this morning.
It's true today.
Breakfast Podcast.
Following a week of controversy and falling viewing numbers of Anton Deck's Red or Black, it could be axed. Yeah, ITV bosses are to decide the fate of the show, presumably by using a roulette wheel and then dragging out the process for longer than's needed.
Neil Bentley.
I don't think you're going to even believe this story. It's Prince Harry's 27th birthday today. Happy birthday, Prince Harry.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. He's celebrating without booze. No booze.
Shut up.
No, exactly right. Nobody believes me. I keep telling people this. Prince Harry's not having a drink. He's on his helicopter, plane, pilot, space rocket training, whatever. And they said strictly no alcohol. So, yeah. Surely he could have
Good
just
luck with
a
that
few
one.
Days out of his training. I don't know. I just have visions of him training as a pilot with one of those helmets on with two cans of beers and straw coming out of it. That sounds about right.
Neil Bentley.
Apparently, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have developed a taste for takeaway curry whilst here in the UK filming for Brad's new movie. Local Indian takeaway owner Salima Meghard said that they spent £180 last night.
Huh?
I know.
What?
Just because you like takeaway, how can you spend £180?
They have a lot of kids.
I know, but still. What do they have, about 40, 50 children?
40.
But still, it's a takeaway. How much are takeaways? £5, £6 for a curry?
Yeah.
I don't understand, but anyway, so I bet he was happy.
Yeah.
Going to have a takeaway delivery. So they've obviously ordered the whole restaurant, but there
Clearly.
We go. So they like takeaway curry.
Breakfast Podcast.
Shropshire, good morning. The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show with me, Neil Bentley, and Carly Swain.
Hi.
It's One Direction mania this week in the UK. Of
okay.
course, the boys have released their single. It's the fastest selling single of the year so far. Sold 100,000 copies in 3 days. Already outsold Matt Cardle and whoever else was on the X Factor last year.
I was going to say, until this year's X Factor winner.
Of course.
That will
course.
Probably
you
be
know
the
how
fastest
it works.
Selling single.
You know how it works. Having said that, though, One Direction mania up and down the country. And I was just reading this this double-page spread in the Sun newspaper today. And it says here about Liam Payne, it just says, the boys have already started to call him the leader, because on the face of it, he's the most sensible member of the band and has already told the lads to stop messing around. And, you know, get on with what they need to be doing. You know why Liam Payne is the leader, don't you? You know why?
Why is that, Neil?
I don't know. I would actually personally thank his personal tutor who taught him all about the music industry. I think they should go up to that man and shake his hand.
Is that Simon Cowell?
No, it was me. So that's, you know, what I'm going to say this morning. And
all
that
right.
That is what I'm
all
doing right there. I've taught him everything I know. And look, he's flying around the country in a helicopter. But that's okay.
And we're still stuck here.
I know,
Never
but
mind.
In half an hour's time, though, as our treat, it's breakfast time in the
country.
So
know.
Everyone's a winner.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Rolling Stone Mick Jagger has told fans who were hoping that the band would tour again next year for the 50th anniversary. Mick Jagger has said to the fans, don't hold your breath. Actually, that's a bit of advice that maybe you should give to the rest of the Rolling Stones, actually, just in case.
Breakfast Podcast.
I remember last night getting a text message in the middle of the morning, but thinking, I'm not going to check it because it's like the middle of the morning, so I'll get it tomorrow. And I forgot about it until now, I've just realised.
What time was this?
It's about half one, half two, something like that, I don't know. But if somebody wants me in the middle of the morning, normally they call. So I was like, ignore the text message. Anyway, it was my brother.
Aww,
he texts me and says, hi bro, I love you.
Aww,
that's nice. But as much as that is true, and I love my brother too, probably indication a little bit of alcoholic beverage
probably,
was influencing
that
random text message. But thank you, brother. Love you too.
Neil Bentley.
That'll be the Yazoo. I don't know what I was going to say then. That'll be Yazoo. Don't go. Friday, September the 16th, Shropshire, good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
Bruce is with us in the studio.
Morning.
Good morning
good
to
morning.
You. Can you believe it's Friday already?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can't, but apparently Bruce can. Let's see how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today with Colin Newman with us, or sadly no longer with us.
With us.
Colin Newman, the musician from the Y57 today. Janet Ellis.
With us.
Sophie Ellis Bextor's mum.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Blue Peter, presenter of her own right. 56 today. Richard Marx.
With us.
The singer, 48 today. Mark Anthony.
Oh, Jenny Lowe's husband.
Yeah.
With us.
43 today. Well done. Now, it is... celebrating birthdays today, it is Lloyd Grossman.
The chef.
Yeah, and annoying... And who clip in the house? Like,
I don't know that one.
is that not a good impression? No? Okay. Question is, how old is Lloyd Grossman, who now makes sauces, apparently?
Yes, he does. I've seen him in an airport. Anyway. 56.
Considering you've met the man in an airport, you crazy stalker. No, he's 61 today, is Lloyd Grossman.
Okay.
Right, it was today, September the 16th in 1812, that Moscow was burnt down completely. The whole city.
That's quite a big thing, I should know, but I think you've made that up.
It's actually true this morning. The whole of Moscow was burnt to the ground. It was a long time ago, so I should imagine it was a little bit smaller than it is now.
Breakfast Podcast.
Here's a bizarre story. People who have liposuction in Florida can now save the removed fat to use in future cosmetic surgery, i.e. putting it back in their body, maybe they, you know. Because apparently, it's obviously natural fat, is better than the artificial silicone. Now, I don't mean to be funny, but if you're going to go to the effort to have liposuction to take it out... You can obviously form your own fat, can't you?
Well, I've just got a bit pale.
I just don't understand why they would do this.
What?
Just eat crisps. I don't know what it is. I genuinely can't understand, but only in America.
Neil Bentley.
According to research, parents spend an average of around £1,500 on treats for children in their lifetime. But experts have said if that money was put into an ISA account year on year, by the time the child is 18, it will be worth £50,000.
Okay.
Which is fine, and that makes sense on paper. But really, what do you do? Do you say to your child, I'm sorry, no treats for your entire childhood because you'll thank me when you're older?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to quite work out, is it? Let's do a quick survey of children across Shropshire. Would you rather have treats every year or money when you're older? I think it's going to be 100% treats.
Yeah.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.